Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today on Bagels and Blessings, you'll hear an inspiring, encouraging, uplifting interview with Mark Vidito. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai. That is the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sattel, and this is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop, now open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 4, and Fridays by appointment only. You can call the office at 585-288-0670. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building. And now here's a new song from Paul Wilbur, The Battle Is Yours.
From the struggle there will come triumph. You are strong in my weakness. Out of pain I see rejoicing. Out of brokenness, for you rise out of brokenness. I will dance in the midst of the fire. I will sing in the eye of a storm. I will shout, you are faithful forever. The victory's mine, 'cause the battle is yours. You are faithful forever.
victory is mine, 'cause the battle is yours. I will dance in the midst of the fight. I will sing in the eye of the storm. I will shout, you are faithful forever. The victory is mine, 'cause the battle is yours. The victory is mine, 'cause the battle is yours.
Shalom, this is Paul Wilbur, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the upper cervical chiropractic care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They've been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013, with state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment. They work to determine if they are what you need to get your life back. If you'd like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call today at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester, now located at 749 East Henrietta Road. Check them out online at uccroc.com. I love this song by Aaron Schust. It's from Joshua Aaron's CD, Live at the Tower of David, and it's called Zion.
O daughters of Zion, O Abraham's sons, hear the words of your father, hear his promise of love. I will make you a blessing, so count the stars if you can. You will be a great nation. I will give you this land. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, all my children. You will no longer roam, lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. Once I gather you under my wings, I will bring you all back home again. Though you've wandered like strangers to the ends of the earth, I will send you a savior. I will finish my work. You have no other shepherd. You have no other Lord. Green pastures are waiting in Zion once more. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, all my children. You will no longer roam lost and nothing on earth that could take you away. Once I gather you under my wings, I will bring you. daughters or sons of Abraham. I will wash you with water. I will offer the lamb. Though your sins were like scarlet, they'll be whiter than snow. I have always been with you. I will never let go. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. I will gather you under my wings. I will bring you all back home. Oh, I will bring you all back home again.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840.
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat,
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom, it's the day I love best. Shabbat, Shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat, 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 Shalom.
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat.
Light the candles, say the Kiddush over the wine. Do the motzi, the challah tastes so fine. Light the candle, say the Kiddush over the wine. That Shabbos feeling so fine. Every week I get that Shabbos feeling.
Shabbos feeling, get the Shabbos feeling.
I feel it from my head down to my toes.
Head down to my toes.
6 long days I have to wait for Shabbos.
Wait for Shabbos, just can't wait for Shabbos.
But then on Friday Eve, I get that Shabbos glow.
Get that Shabbos glow. Oh,
Shabbat, Shabbat.
Shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat Shalom, it's the day I love best. Shabbat Shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat Shalom, it's the day I love best. Shabbat Shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom.
Sometimes you just gotta play a song that makes you smile and makes you happy. That was Craig Talman from the CD My Jewish Discovery. I hope you enjoyed it too. Thanks for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Next, here's a sweet song called God Almighty Reigns. It's with Misha Hoyt and Joshua Aaron.
Our God is worthy. longing for the day to be with you.
That was so beautiful. Well, this is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Next up, Elena Watson with Awake, O Israel.
Awake, O Israel. Put off thy slumber and the truth shall set you
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday morning. Mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
This is Ethel Chadwick. Stay tuned for a fun interview with Mark Vitito, but we have time for some more music. Next up, here is Hallelu et Adonai from Ted Pierce.
Praise Him with the cymbals, praise Him with the dance, praise Him with the shofar,
praise Him with your hands, praise Him with the timbrel, praise Him with the harp, praise Him with the drum and the flute, praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, come and praise the Lord. Praise Him with the cymbals, praise Him with the dance, praise Him with the shofar, praise Him with your hands, praise Him with the timbrel, praise Him with the harp, praise Him with the drum and the flute, praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, come and praise the Lord. And let everything that has breath come and praise the Lord. Shofar, praise Him with your hand, praise Him with the timbrel, praise Him with the harp, praise Him with the drum and the flute, and praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, come and praise the Lord.
Coming to you live from the Bagels and Blessings Convention in Pennsylvania. You are listening to the greatest show on radio, and aren't you glad?
And before my interview with Mark Vitito, one more song from Becca Shea's Kids. This is from a cute collection called Scripture Snacks, and this one is called I Will Not Fear.
I won't be afraid.
couldn't have said it better myself. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Amen. All right, let's get to it. Here's my fun interview with Mark Vidito. Enjoy, darling. Enjoy. Mark Vidito, welcome back to Bagels and Blessings.
Shalom, Mashlamech.
It is so nice to have you back. I confess I had forgotten that I did speak with you briefly at the conference about 3 years ago, but that was then and this is now, and I know there's a lot that's changed for you in that time that sure has for me.
Yeah, sure.
So for those people that didn't hear that first interview, can you bring us up to speed about how you found out Yeshua is the Messiah?
Sure. My parents actually are not Jewish, but they heard about Messianic Judaism and were connected with Rabbi Michael Wolff in Cincinnati when I was very young. And so they started a Messianic fellowship in our living room in Louisville, Kentucky at the time, when I was probably 10 years old. And so I spent my adolescence really with one foot in the Messianic world as they were leading that fellowship with another couple, and had a visiting rabbi that would come in. And actually the rabbi of the congregation in Louisville now, Aaron Bortz, was sometimes the speaker there. And another foot in the church world as my dad was a Baptist music minister. So in my adolescence, I did what a lot of adolescents do and kind of walked away from the Lord and walked away from the things that my parents had taught me. And when I was about 17, I kind of came back to the Lord from an atheistic standpoint and had to decide whether I believed in a God. And of course, without getting into the details, Scripture says that the heavens declare the glory of God. And so one look at creation convinced me that there was a creator. Then I had to test whether he was the God of the Tanakh. And so I began to read the Torah and saw how many prophecies had been given and then fulfilled. And then I had to decide whether Yeshua was the prophesied Messiah. And so I began to tackle the Messianic prophecies and determined that the most likely truth was that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was the true God, and that Yeshua was and is the Messiah. So I determined at that point, at age 17, that the Messianic lifestyle was for me, even as a Gentile. It made the most sense to me to live as close to Torah as I could without letting Torah observance become an idol in and of itself. So that's the briefest testimony that I've ever given, but that's a snapshot of my
There you have it, Mark Vidito. Well, I'm so glad that you discovered the truth about the Jewish roots of your faith and that you've been so involved in the Messianic movement. And I guess you certainly inherited your father's musical ability. Tell me about how you have immersed yourself in music ministry tell me about some of the other creative projects. Folks, this is one of the most creative people I think I know. So tell us what's going on creatively in your world.
Yeah, well, I've been very fortunate to have been on 11, I believe, Messianic albums.
Wow.
Going back to Philadelphia's Growing Faith tapes back in the mid-90s, to singing with Kathy Schuster and Kol Simcha, and then having my own band with my wife and some friends, Hashir, that we've put out an EP and two full-length albums. And then most recently, with my synagogue, we do a quintet of the Yom Kippur liturgy, and I arranged the vocals for the quintet, for the a cappella quintet that we do for our Yom Kippur liturgy.
Ooh.
So just a year ago, we released the album Atonement, which you can find on everything but iTunes, ironically. iTunes has this strange thing, this strange caveat, where if your music is in a foreign language, they don't work in conjunction with CD Baby, which is what puts out most of our music. And I just haven't gone through the iTunes channels to get the music onto iTunes, but it's on Amazon Music, it's on Spotify, it's on streaming services in Thailand, you know.
Wow, and hopefully soon to be aired on Bagels and Blessings. We'll have to talk about that.
We'll send you a copy. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's beautiful. It was the music was arranged by me, but it was recorded by David Friedman, who did most of the vocal arranging for the 90s, early to late 90s Disney movies. He did Beauty and the Beast, he did Aladdin, and some of the others, and has also recorded Barbra Streisand and Bette Midler, and so we were very fortunate to have a connection to him through Greg Griffin, who was part of our congregation.
I was just going to say, how in the world did you get a connection? But now I see.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't wait to hear that. I'm all into
that.
Boy, I'm very interested. Wow. And you have some other creative projects going on as well. Let me think.
Absolutely.
Something to do with puppets?
Yep.
Oh, do tell.
Yeah. So, you know, the world has changed in the past year and a half. Or year, I guess, due to COVID. And one of the big changes was that our congregation had to go virtual, and we were not in any way, shape, or form prepared for that. So my wife, Dara, did a lot of the grunt work to take Beth Hillel in Atlanta, Georgia, virtual. We have our live streaming services now. But one thing that we did not have was anything for our children. And so our education director, Amber Bartlett, approached me, knew that I wrote puppet scripts, did puppet voices, had puppets that I had used in Purim plays and things like that in the past, approached me about doing a puppet show each week for our Yeladim in our congregation, our children in our congregation. And so I came up with Shabbat to the Max, and it featured me as the voice of Max.
Aww.
Max has a friend who lives in New York, and her name is Minchie. And so Minchie is voiced by my 11-year-old. And she actually, at first, I was writing the script, and my wife, Dara, was the kind of human teacher for Max and Minchie, and would tell a weekly Bible story. And then very shortly, I think two or three episodes in, my rabbi, Kevin Solomon, mentioned, oh, Max should have a cousin named Minchie, you know. And I thought, oh, that'd be great. It's an older male cousin from the Bronx, you know, to come in. And about 5 minutes before we were getting ready to record, and I was ready to have Minchie be an older male New York Jew, Jewish little monster.
Uh-huh.
My daughter said, I want to be Minchie. I said, well, Minchie is purple, so that's neutral. And we don't have a girl. We've already got the little boy, Max. So, okay.
Aww.
So 5 minutes before we recorded that episode, I changed Minchie from a older Jewish uncle type figure to Max's cousin, little girl cousin from New York, who speaks a little Yiddish every now and then. And Shabbat to the Max has had, I believe, 25 episodes that are all accessible on YouTube. You just look up Shabbat to the Max on YouTube and you can find our episodes. And they're all about 15 minutes with a Bible story, with usually a music selection by Joshua Aaron, Misha Getz, Becca Shea, and a little lesson in there with Max and Minchie.
That's fantastic. And you have some of these about the holidays?
I do. We did some about all of the spring holidays and the fall holidays. The only things we haven't done, I don't think we did anything about Purim, which is unfortunate because here we are at Purim time. And we didn't do one about Hanukkah. And I intended to do that this last winter, but just didn't have the time to record one about Hanukkah. But that one will come eventually, and a Purim one will come eventually also.
I just think that is so adorable. I think everybody's going to look it up now. Shabbat to the Max.
Yeah.
That is so cute. My goodness.
Well, thank you.
Your mama must be so proud.
Yeah. My mom, Jill Vitito, is the matriarch of her synagogue in Louisville and is still very active in the Messianic community. My sister, also, Julia, is the real musical genius of the family, and she's recorded an album or two.
Fantastic.
Very blessed.
Well, whenever you mention Louisville, of course, I have this little ping in my heart because my grandparents were from there. My mom grew up there, and I used to go there every summer when my grandparents were alive, so that's cool. But you're in the Atlanta area?
I'm in the Atlanta area.
Oh, you must be having so much nicer weather than we are here in Rochester.
Yeah, our winters are pretty easy.
Oh my goodness. Now, you know, let's go back to your musical stuff. You recorded a bunch of stuff with Hashir. Do you refresh my memory? You play an instrument or you just sing? What do you do?
Well, I started out just singing. I've sung all my life, but about 25 years ago I started teaching myself to play the drums. So I play drums and I also play world percussion. I've got a percussion instrument from every continent except Antarctica. I don't know what the penguins play, but
well, if I ever go to Antarctica, I'll be sure to bring you back something.
thank you. A nice hollow block of ice or something.
Oh, you know, only the best for you. But it'll be shaped like I don't know, the puppet Max or something. I don't know. So how would you like us to be praying for you and your family, your ministry, anything at all?
Well, my wife and I are the youth directors at Congregation Beth Hillel in Atlanta, Georgia. So you can pray for our youth, especially in these virtual times. It's hard for them to connect. And then, of course, I have the ministry Me'ochad, which is the ministry that teaches and enables worship leaders in the Messianic community to get teaching and to get materials. We have our online songbook at meochad.org that people can visit for resources for their congregation. So would love to be lifted up in prayer for those things.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about Me'ochad for a minute. You're the brains, well, of course, God gave you the brains, but you're the brains behind that, and you created it as a way to connect worship leaders from all over the world, yes?
Yes. I had been leading the YMJ, the Young Messianic Jewish Alliance of America, in worship since about 1995. And a couple of couples, Toby and Brooke Manolis, approached me about having a conference in Atlanta for worship leaders, and Ian and Kara Arroyo approached me about having a time where people could come together to collaborate. And God just inspired me to begin the organization of Me'ochad. And so we have put on 3 conferences in Atlanta. We're in a little bit of a transition right now. The website is still up, and the teachings and online songbook are still there for people to access to enrich their congregational music and their knowledge of how to lead worship as a Messianic worship leader. Our conferences are on hold right now as we kind of restructure the team a little bit. We have people moving off into different directions, which is good. God's calling them out to do some exciting things. And so we're still just looking for what God has next for the ministry. And I believe that soon, within the next couple of years, we're going to have another conference that is very collaborative-based, where people can come together and collaborate on new music.
Excellent. You know, I was just thinking, there's one thing that perhaps you could share, since you have so many worship leaders connected, and that would be, because I've just recently gone over our copyright laws, and I have found that a lot of congregations aren't really posting their songs on slides, or if they're live streaming, they're not doing it correctly. And so we have been revamping all of our slides, and we have been using the, you know, the Christian Copyright License Group, the CCLI, and we're finding out that you can't just put a song in another language unless you have special permissions, and we're finding about, like, you know, how you're supposed to put the right information on the last slide only, and all these things that, you know, had been neglected before. And I think a lot of people need to make sure that they're doing it legally and in the right way.
Yeah, my wife actually has kind of taken the bull by the horns with that, so that we could do it the right way as a congregation. So if anyone has questions about how to use CCLI and how to document things correctly so that people are getting credit where credit is due, and when possible, royalties where that is due, they can contact my wife, Dara Vitito, at templeteens@bethhallel, BethHallel.org. And she would be happy to answer any questions that people have about CCLI licensing.
Perfect. That's great, you know, that there's a resource there so that people all do it the right way. I'm so glad I asked you that question. That's wonderful.
I am too. Yeah, wow. It's an important thing.
Wow. Now, when you talk about Me'ochad, has that been primarily towards the, shall we say, under 40 group, or is that for all ages?
No, it's not. It's for all ages. In fact, we've had at our conferences people represented, or all ages represented, and it's really good in that. That's, you know, one of the visions that I have for Me'ochad is that it is cross-organizational, so it's not just for the MJA or the UMJC, but it's for all of the Messianic organizations that are out there, and that it's cross-generational, so that, you know, congregational music, it's important that it is relevant to the young. It's also important that it is relevant and edifying to the senior members of each congregation. And so we teach how to navigate that range and that ministry with effectiveness.
Wonderful, wonderful. I have a couple more questions. Do you think you could find Max? I'd love to ask Max a few questions if he was around.
Sure, absolutely. Let me... Max, would you like to come in and do a... Okay, here's Max.
Shalom, Max.
Hello, Ethel.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to know, how do you like the fact that you've become famous? Now you're on TV all over the world. How do you feel
it's
about that?
It's pretty cool. I was just, you know, I was sitting in the basement, really, not doing much. And then Mark says, Max, we're going to do a show. And I said, okay, let's do a show. I'll tell jokes.
Aw.
Don't ask me to tell a joke right now, though, because...
Aw.
Can you... have one.
Do you sing, Max?
Do I sing? I sometimes sing.
Aw, you want to sing me a song?
Sure.
A quickie? A quickie one?
Let's see. Havinu shalom aleichem, Havinu shalom aleichem, Havinu shalom aleichem, Havinu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem.
Oh, Max, you have a nice voice. You're so sweet.
Well, thank you.
Aw, someday I hope to meet you and give you a great big hug. Would you like that?
Well, I would love that. Maybe we'll do a kids album someday.
Aw, well, thank you, Max. You really just really blessed me by coming on
thank
the show.
Thank you. Enjoy your bagels.
You too. Be nice to Mark now, okay?
Okay.
Well, that just made my day. Well, I want to thank you and Max for being on the program with me today. And you tell Max that I'm one of his greatest fans.
Will do.
And keep me posted with any new music you want me to play on the air. And just know that I'm really proud of you, as if you were my own son. I'm everyone's Jewish mama, what can I say? So thank you again, Mark.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. This was really a lot of fun, and I will be in touch, and we'll do it again sometime.
All right. Sounds good. God bless.
You too. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
That was a fun interview with Mark Vitito. And next, here's a beautiful song from the group Nagila with the wonderful voice of Philip Stanley Klein, Lord of the World.
Lord of the world, King of my life, Light of the world, change me inside. Make me as pure as you are. Wash me as clean as new fallen snow. You are my rock when sorrows fall. My cup of life whenever I call. Into your hands I place my soul. Lord of the world, make my life whole. Adon Olam Hashem Elav. Beter and cool, Yitziv Nivra. The Egnasar, the Chetzol Kol. Azai Melech, Shimoni. This age ceases to be. You will still reign in majesty.
light of the world, change me aside. Blessed and praised and glorified, Lord of the world, King of my life. Yivarechech Adonai Vayishmarecha. Yahir Adonai Panavalecha Vikunecha. Yes, Adonai Panavalecha Vyasem Lecha Shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.